Communist Cuba is still a controversial subject in Miami, and because he's such a high-profile Miami-Dade County employee, Ron McGill had been hesitant to go there. But like so many Cuban Americans, McGill resolved to see where his late Cuban father was from when President Obama announced the U.S. and Cuba were normalizing relations.
I knew it would create very heated debate here in Miami, but at the end of the day, there was a profound desire to find out the homeland of my father, to learn a little bit more about my roots.
But McGill wasn't prepared for the welcome he got. Thanks to flash drives, even Cubans watch popular shows like Sábado Gigante, where McGill does regular wildlife presentations. As soon as he stepped off the plane in Havana...
Everywhere I went in that country, there was not one stop from Cienfuegos to Santa Clara. Everybody came up to me like I was something special. I mean, they'd invite me to their home, they'd give me food, they'd offer me cigars and drinks. It blew me away.
McGill says the minimal backlash here has been another pleasant surprise and a sign of change.
Following when I decided to make public that I took this trip, I was expecting to get hammered. And out of the hundreds of comments that I've gotten, I've only gotten one negative comment.
McGill says he's planning another visit to Cuba, this time with his mother. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.